Blog Talk Radio.
I like that, y'all. I've had my share of heartache, but I'm still here. Trouble, I've seen my share of trouble, but I'm still here. Bruises, I've taken my lumps and I am. Loneliness, I've had my share of loneliness, but I'm still here. Listen. Come on and let me see those hands there.
Hallelujah. The song say I made it through. Hallelujah. Another journey. Hallelujah. And I am still here. Praise God. Hallelujah. I know it's somebody listening tonight that feel like that. Hallelujah. Praise God that I made it through and I'm still here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody said when I look back over my life, hallelujah, and I see everything that God has brought me through, praise God, hallelujah, I thank God that I am still here, praise God, hallelujah, on tonight. We want to thank everybody for calling in, everybody for tuning in tonight, hallelujah, amen, to Living on Purpose, praise God, hallelujah, the special Monday night session with our very own Bishop Mac Page, praise God, hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for him with the word from the Lord. Let's go ahead and pray us in for the day. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you on tonight. We want to thank you for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name. Lord, we want to thank you for the release of your Holy Spirit on tonight. Lord, we want your spirit to fall fresh on the line tonight. Hallelujah. We want us to decrease so that you can increase, Lord. Allow us all to sit down so that you can stand up. We want to see you manifested, hallelujah, on the line tonight. Praise God. And Lord, we thank you in advance for your manifestation. Hallelujah. We thank you in advance, hallelujah, for showing up and showing out on tonight. Lord, we praise your mighty name. Hallelujah, Lord. We praise you. Oh, hallelujah, that we appreciate you for everything that you do. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah tonight and amen. Praise God. We thank God once again for everybody who has called in. Everybody who has tuned in, praise God, we are truly getting ready to have a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Praise God once again. Hallelujah. Amen. We are about, amen, to hear the man of God come forth with a word from God, our very own, hallelujah, Bishop Mac Page. Let me give him a proper introduction, praise God, and then we're going to go to a quick selection, and the next voice you will hear, hallelujah, after the selection will be that of, hallelujah, Bishop Mac Page. He is the pastor of Care Church Incorporated, praise God, hallelujah, amen, and he is the senior pastor there, praise God, hallelujah, and we invite you by, hallelujah, every Sunday morning, 2501 Centennial Drive, 11 o'clock sharp, we start Sunday service, but we want you to get there for bring, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit with us. Hallelujah, and we stir it up. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. And we are about to hear a word from God, from the man of God, Bishop Mac Page, right after, hallelujah, this election. Praise God.
For some who don't understand our purpose, may not understand our praise. We as a family in Jesus' name would like to tell you the reason why we sing. Family.
When we sing
sing because I'm happy.
I sing because I'm happy.
I sing.
I sing because I'm free.
His eyes on
me. His eyes on me.
That's the reason.
That's the reason why I sing.
I want to know if you can help me say glory.
Glory, hallelujah.
You're the reason. Come on, say glory.
Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. You're the
reason why I sing.
Can we say it again? Someone asked.
Someone asked.
Oh, glory. Why do we sing?
Why do we sing?
When we lift our hands.
When we lift our hands to Jesus.
Oh, what do we really mean?
What do we really mean?
Someone may be wondering. When we sing our song,
when we sing our song,
at times we may,
at times we may be crying,
and nothing's even
wrong. Nothing's even wrong.
This is the reason why I sing because. When the song is over,
and when the song is over,
we've all said amen.
We've all said amen.
And your heart just keep on singing.
And your heart just keep on singing.
And the song will never
and
end.
And the song will never
listen,
end.
And if somebody asks you,
and if somebody asks you,
was it just a show?
Was it just a show?
Lift your hands and be a witness. And tell the whole world no.
And tell the whole world no.
And when we cross that river.
And when we cross that river.
To study war no more.
To study war no more.
We will sing.
We will sing our song to Jesus.
The one whom we adore.
The one whom we adore.
Come on, family, let's take it home. I sing because. You're my melody at midnight, Jesus. You're my song and my storm, Jesus. You're the hymn in my heart, Jesus.
You're the reason why.
Oh, I love you. I love your name, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. For the rest of my life, Jesus, you'll be the reason why I sing.
Well, praise God tonight. I just want to thank all of you who are listening in tonight. I thank God for this opportunity. And I want everybody to realize that God has created you for a purpose, and that is to give him glory. God created you that you might be holy like unto him, and that your holiness would not be of your own, but it would be his holiness that makes you who you are. And so tonight I just want to thank God for the word of God and the people of God. Thank God for you out there that's listening in tonight. I know some of you are hurting tonight. Some of you are in pain. Some of you are in sorrow. But I just want to let you know Jesus is always available to help you in your situation. You know, I used to like to say, cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. And when he created you that he might be the one that takes care of you. He might be the one that protects you. He may be the one that delivers you. And we'll look to him. He can do anything but fail us. God would never fail us. And I want to come to you tonight, Isaiah chapter 30. If you would go with me in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 1. I would probably be reading on tonight because this is the word of God, and I don't know any other power above the word of God that can deliver you. And you just got to take a look at yourself tonight to see, are you where you should be, or are you what you should be by listening to the word of God? Because the word of God came to reveal. The word of God came to heal. And if you have need of healing, God is here tonight to heal you. If you're with me, Isaiah chapter 30, verse 1, that God has given a warning because we realize that we're living in the last days. Because we're living in the last days, time is getting closer now. Everything is lining up. The chip is lining up to put in your hand or your forehead. Armageddon is getting just about ready to start. We have Russia and China. And United States want to go to battle. Want to go to battle with North Korea, Iran. Israel is stirring up her dust. And something is getting ready to happen, and we need to be ready for when these things take place. And we want God to be there for us because there will be no other protection besides God. Listen to what God is saying here because what's happening in our country today. He said, woe to the rebellious children, said the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me, and that cover with the covering, but not of my spirit, that they might add sin to sin. Amen. I just thought for a thought tonight about this, the cover-up. Amen. Yeah, the cover-up. That's cover-up. I was looking at a movie the other night, and as I looked at the movie, I came up with this. There was an older woman who had been around for a while, and she fell in love with a man, and she had fixed herself up, and, you know, she had padded herself with a little tissue there to make everything stick out, and she had put on some things to make herself look better, and she had put on makeup, and she had done all of these things trying to cover up some of the things that she was lacking. And then I asked myself, if this is what's going on in life today, are we just covering up? And when she came with the man, got with the guy, and she began to want to reveal herself to the man, so she started pulling off all of these things. She wiped off her makeup, and he looked at her with glowing eyes, and he just shook his head. She pulled off her eyebrow. He looked at her and he said, you're still beautiful. And she took some of the padding out and she said, do you like who I am now? And after he took his eyes and looked upon her and he said, still love you just the way you are. So in our life today, we got people that are covering up. We're hiding things. We're trying to get rid of our flaws, and we're trying to cover ourselves. We put on the makeup, and we put on the false bras and false hips, and sometimes it's false legs, and we're just putting on everything false today, not true to revealing who we really are. And see, she didn't think that she was beautiful enough for the man. But I just want to tell everybody, God said, I like you just the way you are. There's no need to cover up. Amen. And that's the good thing about God. He says, come the way you are. Come as you are. I love you just the way you are, because I created you the way I wanted you to be. And the way I created you, I just want you to come the way that I created you. You don't need to cover up. And this has been going on for a long time, that people have been showing one side of themselves, but that's really not who they are. So God don't want us covering up anymore. Proverbs 28:13, he said, he that covereth sin shall not prosper, but whoso that confesseth and forsake, God said, I'll show you mercy. And so the cover-up has been going on ever since the time of Adam. When Adam sinned, the first thing he did, he went and got him some leaves and made him an outfit. He tried to cover himself. He tried to cover his sins. He tried to cover his sorrow. He tried to cover himself up where that he thought that God wouldn't see him because he was covered up. He covered his nakedness. He didn't want to be seen. He didn't want to show his true self. And this is what's going on today. The reason people are not progressing is because they're covering up. And so God said, you got to stop covering up. You got to reveal who you are. You need to, I normally like to say, you got to pull that mask off and be who you really are, because that's who God is looking for. He's looking for who you really are. You see, one thing we know, that God doesn't look at the outward appearance, but God said, I'm looking at your heart, amen. I'm not looking at your outside. I'm looking at what's on the inside of you. I'm not judging you on your outside, but I'm judging you by your heart. So stop trying to cover up. And so this is what's going on today, that people are trying to cover up. And so I like to ask the question today, for all of you that are saved and that are unsaved, the question I would like to ask, are you really happy? Think about that for a minute. Are you really happy, or are you just covering it up? Do you really feel good about yourself, or are you doing things to cover up? See, there's a lot of time that what is happening to us in life today, we got all of these problems, we got these situations, and we are trying to find ways to cover up. So God said, woe unto those who cover themselves, but not with my spirit. You see, it's God that wants to cover you, not that you cover yourself, but God wants to cover you. He said, how long have I wanted to gather you under my wing, even as a hen gathered her brood? And I called you, but you wouldn't come, so you tried to cover yourself. He said, come, my people, enter into thy chamber and hide thyself for a moment until indignation be passed over. But you see, God is making the call. He wants to cover you. He wants to protect you. He wants to make you into the image that he desired for you to be. He's making a call to you tonight in your life, but you covered it up. So many times we try to cover ourselves. When we're unhappy, we try to use spirit to cover ourselves, because we don't want our unhappiness to be seen. So we use alcohol, and we use drugs, and we use different things. And all those things you're doing, you're just doing trying to cover yourself. And not only try to cover ourselves with that, some people even try to cover themselves with religion. That's what I said. Sometimes we try to cover ourselves even with religion. you know, the scribes and Pharisees tried to cover themselves with the law. And Jesus said, except you repent, you shall also perish. So he's letting them know even the law itself is not going to cover you today, because God has another covering to cover you. You see, you're trying to cover yourself, and God wants to cover you with his spirit. He wants to cover you with the blood. You know, when we say, what can make a man clean? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. You see, God wants to cover you with the blood, and not for you to go out there and trying to cover yourself. You see, all those things you're doing, you're just doing those things to cover up something that you're lacking. When you're lacking joy, you're lacking peace. You're trying to find other things for peace and not realize that God is your shalom. God is your peace. And so we need to turn to God and let God cover us to give us the peace, and let God beautify us with his holiness, and let God save us by his son, Jesus Christ, and let God's blood be spread upon you so the death angel won't come. Amen. And so we need to cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus, and not try to cover yourself with stuff. And see, everybody try to cover themselves with stuff. Amen. I was looking at Ezekiel chapter 33. I want to show you some cover up here that was going on in the Word of God and with the people of God. I'm going to let the Word, we say, let the Word do the talking tonight, because there's somebody who's crying right now. They're in tears right now because they've been hurt. They're in pain. They're going through things, and they don't know why they're going through those things. And they're hurting, and they're trying to cover it up. You know, somebody gave them a black eye, and they put makeup on it trying to cover it up. Amen. You've been being abused in your house. You've been abused at home. Everywhere you go, it seems like you've been abused. You've been raped. You've been done all kind of things to do, and you're covering it up. And God said, don't cover it up. Reveal it. You need to confess those things so that I can deliver you from it. You need to get rid of those things and bring those things to me so that I can give you peace of mind, and I can break the yokes of oppression off of your life. I can break oppression out of your life, and you need to bring those things to me rather than to cover it up. Look at Ezekiel 33:30. He said, and thou, son of man, the children of thy people are still talking against thee by the walls and in the doors of the house, and speaking one to another, every one to his brother, saying, come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh from the Lord. Now, here's that people that, when I said they'll cover themselves, they're saying, come on, everybody need to come. You need to come hear the word of the Lord. You need to come on and hear this preacher. And you're going to all the movements, and you're going to all the conventions, and you still are not delivered. You've been to every convention that's been here, and you're still hurting. You're still in pain. You're still trying to cover it up. You're doing things trying to cover yourself and you haven't let God cover you. You see, it's God that wants to cover you. And so they're bidding you, come hear the word. And they say, come see. Come unto thee as the people cometh. They sit before thee as my people, and they hear thy word, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goes after their own covetous. Their own covetous. With their heart, they're trying, with their mouth, they're trying to show who they are, but with their heart, is not agreeing with what their mouth says. This is what's happening today, that people love much with their mouth, but their heart ain't in it. They love God much with their mouth, but their heart really is not with it. They want to hear what God says do, but they don't want to do what God says do. So they just come to church and hear what the preacher said, but it's just a cover-up. You see, a cover-up in your heart is when that you're doing something, but your mind really ain't in it. Your heart really ain't in it. And you're just doing it just to be doing it. You see people coming to church. They're coming to church just to be coming to church. They're there in the church, but their mind is somewhere else. They come to church and say, hear what the preacher said, hear what the preacher said. But as soon as they leave church, they're back out into their covetousness. that are coveting something that don't belong to them. And so they asking you to come here, but yet they're here and they're not doing. So God is tired of that. God is tired of you here and not doing. God is tired of you being saying that you're righteous and you're still walking in sin. God is getting tired of that. So he's telling you now, you need to uncover yourself. You need to confess your sin before God and tell God, God, I got problems. I don't have peace. I don't have any joy. Lord, I need your help, Lord, because you are my helper. You said that you will be my help in the time of need. I'm not going to cover up this drug addiction. I've been covering this drug addiction too long, Lord. I want to reveal it to you today. Lord, I've been covering this oppression too long, Lord, and I need to reveal it to you, Lord. And when God said, cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. He said, confess your sin before him, and he will deliver you, and he would set you free. But yet you have all of these things going in your life, and you still covering it up. Why are you still covering your sin? Why are you still covering your unhappiness? Why are you still covering your faults? You know you got problems with sexual addiction, you know you got problems with that. You know you're saved, but you still fornicating. You know you're saved, but you still adulterating. Amen. You know you're saved, but you still get drunk. You know those things are going on in your life. Why not confess those things and reveal those things and make light of those things so God can deliver you from it instead of covering it up? And see, this has always been the problem. Adam sinned and he tried to cover it up with fig leaves. And see, even today, you know you're living in sin, but you're trying to cover it up. You know you're not happy. You know your marriage ain't good. You know it's not going right like you're supposed to do. You know you're shedding tears in the midnight hour, laying upon your bed. You know you're sitting there crying, don't know what to do. But I'm trying to say tonight, God is available to you if you would heed to his word, if you would cast your cares upon him, if you would cry out unto him. I'm saying that God will deliver you from that, and you don't need to cover it up anymore. Because, you see, cover up, all it does is bring bondage in your life, because the devil used darkness to bring you into bondage. The devil used darkness to oppress you. See, you're oppressed because of your thoughts. You're oppressed because of your guilt, and God wants you to release your guilt unto him, and then he can save you. And so if you want to be saved tonight, you want to get rid of that oppression, you want to get rid of the guilt, you want to get rid of the sorrow in your life, you need to make a confession tonight. Lord God, I'm in sin, Lord, and I need some help. Lord, I'm weak to sex. I'm weak to drugs. So, Lord, these things have a hold on me, Lord, and I want to be released from those things. I want to be delivered from those things. And you see, God is there to deliver you from those things, but yet you're doing it and you're still covering it up. I would rather tell somebody what I'm doing and reveal it, no matter what kind of shame it brought, no matter what it does. But I would rather for God, for me to do it rather than God to uncover me himself. And then you'll be brought to great shame. So God is trying to say, stop covering your sin. Stop covering that stuff. Get some deliverance from that stuff. If it's in the church, you need to go to the church. You need to go to somebody and confess your sin before then, or you confess your sin before God and reveal that stuff that you're going through so God can help you with it, because as long as it is covered up, you can't prosper. Because a lot of times when we go to church in verse 32, he said, and lo, thou art unto them as a lovely song, or one that has a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument, for they hear thy word, but they won't do them. In other words, in the church today, you know, the preacher has just become as a lovely song to you. You're hearing what's being said. You know what the word says, but rather than to reveal your sin, you're still trying to cover up. And so God is trying to say, stop covering your sin. Reveal your sin. You see, people are always out trying to cover things that God tells them he wanted to be revealed. Well, I can't reveal it. I can't reveal it because, you know, man, if I tell people what problems I got, man, they're going to be talking about me. They can't talk about you because they covered up stuff, too. If you pull the skeleton out their closet, you would find out they got a lot of skeleton in their closet that they haven't revealed either. But you need to pull the skeleton out of your closet and reveal it and get rid of it so God can help you with it, because as long as you cover it up, you can't prosper. Amen. Isaiah chapter 4, amen, verse 1. Amen. I'm just reading the Bible, amen. Listen what it said. I'm talking about some cover-up. Let me show you the cover-up here. And in that day, Isaiah chapter 4 and verse 1, and in that day, seven women shall take hold of one man, saying, we will eat our own bread, we will wear our own apparel, only let us be called by thy name to take away our reproach. And now, what is he saying here? Seven women going to take hold of one man. We're going to still do what we want to do. We're still going to wear our own clothes. We're not going to cover ourselves with your clothes. We're not going to cover ourselves with the garment of God, but we're going to cover ourselves. You see, they're here trying to cover themselves up. And they want to be called by the name just to take away their reproach. How many times people are like that in the church? You're in the church. You're being called a Christian, but you don't want to wear the Spirit of God. You don't even want to. Some people don't even want the Holy Ghost. Some people don't want to be clothed with the righteousness of God. They still want to clothe themselves, but they still want to be called by the name of Jesus to take away their reproach. You see, they want to get married and they want to become part of something just so that they can cover it up. They can cause themselves to look like something that they are not. See, God is tired of you looking like something that you're not. You see, you got on the right clothes, you wear your garments the right length, and you got the sleeves the right length, and you don't wear open-toe shoes, and you don't cut your beard. You're doing everything that the law says. You're trying to cover yourself. You're trying to look like something that you are not. But Jesus didn't come so that you can be covered. Jesus came to uncover you. He came as righteousness to uncover sin. You see, that was his whole purpose to come. The reason he tell you to repent, because he came to uncover your sin. Your sin that was hid, he came so that your sins could be revealed. This is why he shed his blood. He said, if you just admit that you got fault, I'll shed my blood upon the cross for you. And now, rather than to cover yourself with the law, you can cover yourself with the blood of Jesus. I would rather be covered with the blood of Jesus, because that is a covering that God gave for us and not we ourselves. I would be covered with the grace of God rather than my own righteousness. I would rather be covered by God rather than trying to cover myself and trying to be something that I'm really not. And see, God said, woe here. He said, woe to those people who are doing that. Woe unto those people who putting on a face like they got it all together and knowing that they don't have together. See, we got people like that now. They trying to act like they got it together, but they really don't have it together. So God said, you don't need to just take on the man's name just to cover your reproach. If you're going to take on the man's name, you need to take on his ways. If you're going to take on the man's name, you ought to be there to serve him. You ought to be there, amen, to be beside him and to walk with him. Not walk on your own, not go your own way. What good does it do to become part of something that you're not going to partake in? And so tonight, I just had this talking about the cover-up. You know, you get tired of people covering up, amen. You know, people using the word of God, trying to cover their sins. Too many times we cover up. We got people in the church who try to cover themselves with the word. You have rebuked them or something, or they have been corrected. And the first thing they do, they come to church the next day. Well, you know, God told me to leave, you know, because it's just time for me to go. You see, they're trying to cover up something. They're trying to cover their flesh. God told me to go, sir. One thing you got to realize, that God is, if God told you to leave, where did he tell you to go? You know, I've heard that so many times. Well, God told me that I need to leave. You know, you're covering up. All you're doing, you're lying and being deceitful in your heart. You're just trying to you're just trying to find a way to get around. And so you try to use the word of God in vain to try to say God told you to go somewhere. And if I ask you, where did God tell you to go? Well, I don't know where I'm going right now, but I just know God told me it's time for me to leave. I want to tell you that you're a liar and you're just covering up. Because anytime God told somebody to go somewhere, he always had a place for them to go. When he told Abraham to go somewhere, he told Abraham, go to Mount Moriah. He told the children of Israel that they was going to the promised land. You see, anytime God tell you to go somewhere, God is going to have a place for you to go. And you don't just jump up on your own and go on your own accord. You see, you are using God's word, lying about God, that God told you to go somewhere when it was your flesh that told you to go there. And so you just going on your own. Well, I'm leaving church because I got rebuked. You see, you just lying. God didn't tell you to leave. You left because it was your flesh told you to leave. But you're using the word of God to try to cover that up. You know, you're trying to cover that lie up. But one thing about a lie, when you cover one lie, you got to cover the next. You got to tell another lie to cover the next lie. And so we got to get out of this religious stuff, using God's word in vain, trying to cover up our flesh. You know, it was your flesh that got hurt, and the reason that you wanted to leave, it was your flesh that got hurt. You didn't want to submit to no authority because you wanted to get out there on your own, and so you try to use God's word to cover it up. Sometimes we try to use position of authority to cover things up. Well, this is who I am and I can do this. No, that ain't really what it is. You're trying to use that as a cover up. So God is tired of trying to cover up lies with his word, and you're adding sin to sin. It's all that you're doing. You're just trying to cover it up. Well, God told me to leave, and well, where did God tell you to go? Well, he ain't told me to go nowhere. Why would God tell you to leave and go somewhere? Gonna send you out on a wild goose chase. You don't know where you're going. You don't know where you're gonna end up at. You are just out there running around like a wild ass on the loose. You're just out there running around, sniffing at the wind. You're trying to smell something. You're trying to get a sniff of something so you can run that way. God is tired of you using his word to cover sin with sin and not be real about it and just tell the truth about it. You hurt my feeling, you hurt my flesh, or whatever it was that it was done. Tell the truth about it and move on rather than trying to cover it with God's word. You know, that was just like the Pharisees. They was the same way. It wasn't any different. The same thing going on today was going on back then. They was trying to use that against Jesus, trying to say, well, we be Moses' servant and we never been in bondage to no one. And that could have been the problem because you had never been in bondage to nobody. You'd never been submitted to anyone. And because you'd never been submitted to anyone, you didn't want to submit to anybody. And definitely they didn't want to submit to Jesus. So they tried to use Moses as a cover-up. They tried to use the law as a cover-up, knowing that their hearts weren't right. That's why Jesus had to call them whited walls and serpents and snakes. He called them all of those things because they was lying about what they was doing, and what they was doing, their heart really wasn't into what they was doing. Is it like that today? Is it that you are doing something that you really ain't in it? You're just doing it because you know that's the way to do it. You say your heart is not in what you're doing, and what you're doing, you're using that to try to cover up. You're being deceitful in what you do. How long are we going to allow deceit to continue without letting the truth be made known? You covering your sin like these women here just want to cover their reproach. They just wanted to be called something that they really wasn't in order to take away their reproach. And so it comes back to the same question today. Are you really happy? Tell the truth about it tonight. Be truthful. Hey, am I really happy? Do I really have the joy of the Lord? you know how we do sometimes. You know, like me and my wife, we be going to church some morning, and we get into the biggest fuss about which turn I made. I went one way, and she thought I should have gone the other way. And then we get into church, and as soon as we get into church, and everybody, well, how you doing, Bishop Payne? Oh, praise the Lord, brother. I'm doing good. See, all that was a cover-up. You know you're angry. You know you're upset. Y'all just got through getting into it because you went right and she wanted you to go left. You see, we can't be covering stuff like that anymore. We just got to be real about it and say what it really is. Amen. I know don't none of y'all do that. I know everybody on the line is saving. And they don't get into it like that because he passed somebody that he wasn't supposed to pass or something like that. I know y'all don't have that problem, but I kind of have them problems sometimes because sometimes I want to go up Collins and my wife want me to go up 360, and I go up 360 or she want to go up Collins. And it's always one or the other because we didn't do it the way I didn't go the way she wanted to go, and so there was a little argument about which way I went. Amen? Amen. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 6. This is what he's talking about. He said, their way up shall not become a garment, neither shall they cover themselves with their works. Oh, Lord, here is something here. They're trying to cover themselves with their works. And their works, and works are the works of iniquity, and the acts of violence is in their hand. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are the thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destructions are in their paths. The way of peace they have not known. Oh, hallelujah. And there is no judgment in their going. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever go therein shall not know peace. You see, he said they cover themselves in their works. How many times you went to an office building and you see this big wheel in the office or something, he's a CEO or somebody, and when you walk into the office, all of a sudden he was sitting there sad like a sad sack, but when you walked into the office, all of a sudden he perked himself up and he got up and started going. He tried to act like he had it all together, you know. He was looking good, had on his suit, and all of a sudden he wanted to look like he was smart and he got it together. And it's like that with us sometimes. Sometimes we're sitting there in tears, and as soon as somebody come around, we want to jump up and put a smile on our face and act like we got it together and act like there's nothing wrong and act like that everything is 100%. And see, you only thing you did, you see, you were just covering up. You know, like a businessman, he covered themselves in their work. See, a lot of us cover ourselves in our work. We become workaholics because we don't have no peace in our life. We don't have no peace in our heart. We go out and we try to work in order to have a reason for doing something. We try to work in order to have a reason to have joy. We try to work so that we can have peace of mind because at least our mind would be upon our works. But God said, you need to stop covering up with your works, because your works is the works of iniquity anyway. You're not being real about it. You know you're still sad. You're just pretending. You need to pull your mask off. Amen. You need to pull your mask off and let Jesus cover your sin. Let Jesus cover that hurt, because that's why he shed his blood, in order to cover your sin, so that sin won't have no dominion over you. So why are you trying to cover yourself in your work? You know, a workaholic. You don't like to go home because ain't no peace at the house, you know. Amen. And so you like to stay at work. You don't want to go home because you don't have no peace in your house. But Jesus said, I give peace where there's confusion. Amen. And so that is one of the reasons we need to come to the Lord, because we know that he is our peace giver, and he'll give us peace in the midst of the storm. You see, one thing about Jesus, you see, that's what pulls you down. He showed himself who he was, because he walked over that which pulled you down. You see, he walked on the sea. While the storm was going on, he was walking on the sea. He wasn't bothered by the sea because he had power over the sea, and he was above the storm. He was above the wind, and he had power over it. So why don't we turn to Jesus so that he can hide us under the feathers of his wind? He can cover us. You see, if we're going to be covered, we need to be covered by the Spirit. And this is why he said, I'm going away, and I'm going to send the Holy Spirit back, and he going to lead and guide you into all truth and righteousness. And rather than being covered in your own garment, why don't you cover yourself with the Spirit? Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, that's where you're going to find your liberty. You see, it's God that gives liberty. Amen. And so he's just trying to say, you don't need to be trying to cover yourself in your works. You don't need to become a workaholic trying to cover your sorrow. You don't need to buy things trying to cover yourself up. You know, sometimes this is why we get into buying so much. Amen. When people are not happy, they go shopping and they want to buy things and they want to get a lot of things, because the only way they can feel good about themselves is they feel good about what they possess. They feel good because they got a lot of clothes. They feel good because they got a lot of shoes. They feel good because they got a lot of money, and they're trying to cover themselves with that stuff. But don't you know God can see right through that? Do you realize it is the rich people who are blowing their brains out? It is the rich people who are committing suicide? It is the rich people who have the most of the problem? Who's the rich people who are oppressed? If all those things would work, don't you think it would be a lot of them happy and full of joy and full of peace? You see, they use those things as a cover-up. They don't want the real problem to be revealed. They don't want the real problem to be revealed, like they got low self-esteem. They don't know who they are, amen. But I thank God that God made me who I am, that I can say that I am who God says I am. I can do what God said that I can do. And God loves me just the way I am. He came to change me and to make me into who he wants me to be and not who I want to be. And because he loves me, you see, I know that God loves me because he gave his son on the cross for me. And therefore, I know I am loved, and therefore, I can disrobe myself before God, is because I know God is going to love me just the way I am. And the whole thing about God is that we must get naked before God, just like a man and a wife in a relationship. They get naked before one another. They're not covering anything up. The wife pulls off the clothes and she says, "Husband, this is all of me. This is who I am. You can see all of me. I don't have nothing covered. I'm totally exposed to you. So you got to receive me the way that I am." And you see, that's what God wants us to do. God wants us to pull our clothes off, pull that mask off, and expose yourself to him and reveal your true self to him. That is what he's trying to get to, your true self. He don't want to see all the garments and stuff on you. He wants to know what you look like when you're naked. How do you look before God when you're naked? You know, when you get naked before God, you don't hide nothing. You let God know, "Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, I've sinned. I've done wrong. Lord, I've committed fornication. I've committed adultery. Lord, I've cheated people out of their money." Is that what the guy did say? I believe that was the man that got up in the tree when he came down. He began to tell Jesus all about himself. "Lord, if I've stole anything, I return it to those fourfold. If I've taken anything that I shouldn't have done, I will return it." You see, that is how you get naked before God and pull your clothes off and pull your garment off and let God cover you with his righteousness and his forgiveness. But most of the time, we don't want to expose ourselves because we become ashamed to expose ourselves. See, we got to realize that walking with God is about exposure. It's not about what you keep hid. You see, it's sin that's hindering you from going forward. But we want to cover ourselves with our pride of who I am, where I can think for myself and I can do for myself. I can do on my own. You can't even breathe if God don't give you no breath to breathe with. You couldn't even wake up in the morning if God didn't allow you to wake up in the morning. You can't save yourself. You can't keep yourself alive. You can't do nothing for yourself. So why don't you just take all that you got tonight and give it to God? The sorrow that's in your heart right now, why don't you give that to God? I know you've had tragedy in your family, and you're feeling bad about it. And so you might have to get a prayer and expose, Lord, I'm grieving over something that has just happened. My brother died. My sister died. I'm grieving over it, Lord. And the reason that I'm like this is because I'm grieving over my brother, Lord. I don't want to act like it's all right, Lord. I don't want to act like I'm not suffering, Lord. But I come to you because I am suffering. I come to you because I am feeling bad, oh, Lord. I am in sorrow. I am in grief, Lord. Lord, I'm bringing this before you, and I'm exposing it to you, Lord. I'm not going to keep it hid from anybody, Lord. I'm going to let them know just the way that I am so that you can deliver me from it. But we got too much cover up, amen. Everybody covered up, amen. Yeah, well, we got preachers in the pulpit. They homosexuals and lesbians. You got them preaching. They got it covered pretty good. They got it covered. They can preach now. Amen. They can sing songs and make you fall out, but they got the cover up. They covered it up. They won't expose it so God can get rid of it. You see, as long as you hold on to it, God can't deliver you from it. You see, when God had Moses down in Egypt and he told Moses to throw his rod down and it turned to a serpent, and the magician threw theirs down and it turned to a serpent. When it turned to a serpent, Moses became afraid. And God told Moses, said, pick it up by the tail. Moses was afraid. And finally, Moses picked it up by the tail, and it became a rod again in Moses' hand. You see, one thing I want to tell you about, you got to confront what you are afraid of. If you never confront what you are afraid of, you will never get delivered. See, some of the sins and things that's holding you down, if you don't ever confront it, you will never get delivered from it. And so God wants to bring us to a place of deliverance, not holding on to it, not trying to hide it. Whatever it is, God said, reveal it to me so that I can get rid of it for you, amen, so I can save you from it. But if you never reveal it to me, if you never say it, how are you ever going to get delivered from it? If you don't expose, you got to expose the devil so you can get rid of him, amen. If you know there's a spirit that's holding you down and you know it's the spirit of the devil, when you got the spirit of lust and you became a nymphomaniac or whatever it is, you know that's a lust demon that is on you and you don't want to reveal it. As long as you keep it hid, you're going to keep doing it. So why don't you come and expose your sin to God tonight rather than cover it up? Rather than acting like you're something that you're not. So that God can make you what it is that he would have you to be. I'm just trying to tell you, stop covering it up tonight. There's somebody out there in pain tonight, and they've been covering it up. They don't want their family to know about it. You've been being abused, and your mate been attacking you, and you went to work this morning, and you put your makeup on because you didn't want to show the bruises. You covered it up so that nobody would see it because you didn't want to be ashamed of what had happened to you. It's time for you to expose that stuff and stop taking the abuse that you are taking when God wants to deliver it for you from it. You see, you really want to leave, but you can't leave because you don't trust God that God can help you in the midst of this, that God can cause you to make it on your own. So you would get rid of it, but you got fear in your heart. So God wants to move the fear out your heart so you can do what it is that you need to do. You see, you got to confront your fear. If you never confront your fear, you will never be delivered from it. but rather than to continue to cover things up. You got everybody else thinking everything is pretty and beautiful when you know it's not. Look at what you're doing to your children in your life. What you're doing to your children. Your children is being exposed to abuse. And when they grow up, the only thing they're going to know is abuse, because you have covered up the relationship so long until you just about believe that it's true for yourself. You know that person ain't going to change. You know he's not going to do right. But until you expose that thing and bring it before God or make light of it, you will be walking in that stuff the rest of your life. You need to pull the covers off. You know, sometimes you can't, when you're covered up in the bed, nobody can see what's under the covers until you pull the cover off. And then whatever is under the bed, then that's when it gets exposed. We always say, you know, as long as the cover's on the bed, you don't see the bed bug, but you got to pull the sheets. You got to pull the sheet back sometime to find the bed bugs. If you never pull the sheets off the bed, what's under the bed will never get exposed. You see, whatever is in your life, if you never pull the cover off, those things gonna continue to be hid in your life. If you never expose the sin in your life, those things continue to be hid, and those things is going to continue to bind you until you decide in your life that you're going to release those things. And see, what has happened to us today, we have been told so long that we have to keep it covered and don't let nobody know about it and everything's going to be all right. But you got to get rid of that thought now. You on drugs, you need to tell somebody, hey, I'm on drugs. I'm hooked on, I don't know what they call those thyroids or pain pills. I'm hooked on them. You know, I need to tell somebody, because as long as I keep this thing covered up, I'm never going to get delivered from it. So I want you to know, yeah, I've got hooked on some crack cocaine. Cocaine got me bound, and I need to get free of it. But as long as you stand back high, and normally when you're trying to cover it up and hide it, you don't go around your people. You stay away from it. You don't want nobody else to know you got caught up in that. You don't want nobody else to know you got caught up on crack. You don't want nobody else to know that you did. You see, until you expose that thing, you will never get delivered from. So he that hideth his sin, God said, won't prosper. So tonight, I'm just asking everybody, pull the covers off. Let's be real. Let's be real with your friend. Don't be no fake. Stop being a fake, amen. Stop pretending that you like me when you know you don't. Don't cover it up. Just tell me. If I offend you, you better let me know I did it, son, rather than to cover it up. Open rebuke is better than secret love, so why am I going to keep it covered up? Sometimes you got to bring it out front and let it be known out front before you can get delivered from it. So tonight, if you're one of those that been covering things up, you need to reveal it tonight. Don't be ashamed to reveal it, because, you see, if you don't reveal it, then if God exposes you, then you're really going to be made ashamed. That's what God said to Israel. I'm going to expose you. I'm going to show you your wickedness. I'm going to show you just really who you are. And so we don't want God to expose us. We need to expose ourselves so that we can get forgiven. You know, David did the same thing. He went out there and took Bathsheba and went to bed with the man's wife, and then turned around and had the man killed. And he thought he had it covered up pretty good. But you see, we got to realize God can see in the day, at the nighttime, as good as he can in the day. So there's nothing hid from God anyway. And so therefore, why hide it from God? He already know you're doing it. Why don't you expose it? So once the prophet went to David and told David, gave him a riddle, and when he gave the riddle, David said, the punishment for that man, he ought to die. And then the prophet told him, you are that man. You see, what you've done, you covered it up, and God didn't like it. He wanted to reveal it. And the first thing David did when his sin was uncovered, he repented. He said, Lord, my sin is ever before you. I realize my sin, and I confess it before you. But Lord, In sin was I conceived in my mother's womb. But, Lord, I'm asking you to create in me, Lord, a clean heart and a clean spirit. So David confessed his sin before God, and God delivered him because, you see, he had had all of his iniquity covered up for so long, and he wasn't prospering at the time until his sin was uncovered. And so tonight, if there you out there tonight, you got some things covered up, I'm asking you to expose it tonight so that God can deliver you from it and stop covering it up. Father, I just thank you for those people who are out there that's heard tonight, Lord. They're covering things up, Lord. Lord, some of them, Lord, they're covering up their homosexuality, Lord. They're covering it, Lord. They know they're having problems with it, Lord, and they're keeping it covered, Lord. So, Lord, I'm asking you, Lord, to help them to come forth, Lord, to get delivered from it, Lord. They're covering up their addictions, oh, Lord. They don't want nobody to know that they got them, Lord, so they put on the pretty face. So, Lord, I'm asking tonight, Lord, for their deliverance tonight, Lord, and that you would set them free tonight, oh, Lord. They're covering up their alcoholism, Lord. I'm asking, Lord, that you would deliver them from that alcohol lust, oh, Lord, so that they can be delivered from it, Lord. And I give you praise, oh, Lord, for saving those, Lord, who's been covering these things all this time, Lord, and that you would reveal it, that you would cause it to be revealed now, Lord, that they might be saved, Lord. They covered up, Lord. They've had an abortion, oh, Lord, and they covered it up for so long. Lord, I'm asking, Lord, for their forgiveness for what they've done, Lord. Lord, they've killed somebody, Lord, and they covered it up for so long, Lord. I'm asking you, oh, Lord, to forgive them, oh, Lord, and, Lord, that they might be free of it, oh, Lord. I'm asking, oh, Lord, right now, Lord, that you would bless them and save them, oh, Lord, and cause them to come to you, Lord, that you might cover them with the blood of Jesus, that they might be forgiven for those things they've done in their past. And I give you praise for their lives in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Back in your hand, brother. Amen. Pastor Prevost, are you still on the line? Hello? Is there somebody tonight need to be saved? If there's someone on the line that need to be saved tonight, you need to come now. You can call in now. Is there somebody tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen, amen. We praise God tonight, hallelujah. We were having troubles unmuting the line, praise God, hallelujah. Amen, but we do thank God, hallelujah, for Pastor Page, hallelujah, and his message on tonight. Praise God. We thank God for everybody out there who got a chance to hear the message on tonight, everybody out there listening to us on tonight. We just thank God for each and every one of you on tonight. Praise God, hallelujah. And like we said, if you want to come by Care Church, hallelujah, to one of our services, amen. We have services, amen, starting at 9:30 on Sunday morning. Praise God, hallelujah, with Sunday school, hallelujah. Then we have 30 minutes of prayer and worship service. And then we have, hallelujah, amen, we break the bread of life at 11 o'clock every Sunday morning. And then we have Bible study. Hallelujah, praise God, at 7 o'clock on Wednesday night. So we encourage each and every one of you to come by 2501 Centennial Drive. Hallelujah. And we thank God, hallelujah, for each and every one of you on tonight. We have truly had a blessed time on tonight. Praise God. And we are going to go ahead and close out tonight, hallelujah, with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight, Lord, for being who you are, and that's God all by yourself. Lord, we thank you for the word on tonight. We thank you, Lord, for each and every person who heard your word. And, Lord, we just thank you tonight, hallelujah, for your sacrifice that you made for us so that we will live. And, Lord, we just want to worship you and praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. and amen. Praise God on tonight. And we just once again thank God for each and every one of you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we just pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of you till we all come back together again. Praise God. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God. Hallelujah. And we'll see you next time on Care Broadcast Radio Network. Everybody have a blessed time on tonight.